This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Get a Casper mattress and get a great night's sleep. Try it for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn and use the promo code Glenn. Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Hello, America. Welcome to the program. People are still trying to take Lady Gaga and make it into something that, half the country could hate. I don't know. I think her starting with the Pledge of Allegiance was pretty uniting myself. But some people are saying totally missed the boat. They don't see that she was making massive political,
with the song?
I guess.
The only political statement she made was with the song Born This Way. Yeah. So what? I mean,
but
the song.
That came out
6 years ago. 2011.
It's one of her hits. The right proves it doesn't understand subtleties in art.
Okay.
Whatever. All right. Well, I'm going to do my best to hate Lady Gaga just for you guys on Twitter today.
Again, like you said earlier, her name is Lady Gaga. Who cares?
It's really
Who
amazing.
Cares?
Something we should care about that I'm also getting blasted for. And there's a couple of things that were said this weekend that I'll wear as a badge of honor. One is coming out and saying, I disagree with Donald Trump on what he said about the United States in comparison to Putin. I'll let you decide. His interview with Bill O'Reilly right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Because we have won. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Let's take this first. Richard Spencer tweeted a picture of Brady kissing his wife after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
He tweets, "For the white race, it's never over."
What?
What?
What does that mean?
For the white race, it's never over. I have no idea. But Ben Shapiro, we tweeted and said, "I'm not in favor of you being punched in the face, but you're not making it easy." I tweeted something. Spencer, he's the guy who leads the alt-right. He's absolutely a neo-Nazi. But he's a new kind of neo-Nazi. He's the new happy, smiling, new and improved, you can love me neo-Nazi. And he said, "Nobody listens to Glenn Beck anymore." And so I saw that and I tweeted back, I wear it as a badge of honor that nobody you know listens to me. I think that is great. Take your neo-Nazi crap and go elsewhere. You wouldn't believe the number of people that, we're defending him. He helped Trump get in.
That was one of our problems.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's true, but it is one of the problems. It is one of the problems. We can't defend the indefensible. The other thing that I'm getting heat on, and I can't believe this, I guess if you're one of these people, then I guess we should have a conversation. What Donald Trump said to Bill O'Reilly in the interview after the Super Bowl is indefensible. They're talking about Vladimir Putin being a killer. Listen to what he said.
"I do respect him.
Do you? Why?
Well, I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get along with him. He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world, major fight, that's a good thing. Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?"
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. I mean, I guess all the new right that we don't really identify with, we'll jump all over that and be happy about that. I don't If that in were Barack of Donald Obama Trump, saying that? If,
in defense of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, there are a lot of now people on the right that will and are defending that. It's indefensible. If Barack Obama would have said that, all of the people who are defending...
All hell would be breaking loose on the right today.
Absolutely. Most outrageous thing the president could say. He's siding with Vladimir Putin, and he's saying that...
He's anti-American.
He's equivocating with us. He's saying that we're the equals?
Right. And
how dare you? Does he have any idea what Vladimir Putin has done? What Russia does to its political opponents?
There's no equivalency there.
None.
And again,
it's obscene.
Ronald Reagan would never say that.
Ronald Reagan, it's his birthday today. Ask him if he were around. Ask your memory what Ronald Reagan would have said about somebody who said that. You know who would have said that? Ted Kennedy. Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff Ted Kennedy would have said.
You think we're so innocent?
And no, I don't think we're so innocent, but I don't put us in the same category as Vladimir Putin. And if we are in the same category as Vladimir Putin, then we're in more trouble than I think we are. If that's what our presidents do, just kill the people that disagree with them in elevators and throw them off of out of windows.
And didn't this guy get elected on the premise that America is the greatest country on earth and needs to return to that position in the world?
I don't understand this.
Says this? It's completely inconsistent with everything else he's ever said. And yet, I'm sure that will make no difference.
Oh, you should have seen the tweets.
I can't believe it.
You should have seen the tweets.
I just can't believe it. But it's us. It's us. Wow.
Truly, truly amazing.
The guy can take on America and it's fine. The guy can side with Putin and it's fine. He can side with, what's his face, from WikiLeaks and it's fine. That guy was one of the most dangerous people in the world a few years ago. Now, he's our best friend. He's our best friend. Wow, it doesn't make any sense.
Here, Anna, I don't get it. What's your problem with that statement? The U.S. is guilty of killing innocents. Where's your common sense? There's a huge difference between the unintentional killings of civilians in a war zone and Putin's murders, okay? Are you telling me what we did in Nagasaki and Hiroshima was unintentional? Dresden, Tokyo, learn your own history.
We know it. That sounds like somebody on the left. Nobody on the right attacks what we did in Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end World War II, a war we didn't start, by the way.
Here's one from Christy.
Wow.
America has been innocent in the last 8 years. We gave billions to Iranian terrorist dictator, major cover-up in Benghazi. Have you seen the entire O'Reilly Factor interview, what POTUS said in full context? Because we know you don't like out-of-context videos. That's in context. There's no way else to... How much innocent blood has America shed in abortions? There is a lot. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Trump. He doesn't try to tickle our ears. He just says what we have to hear. We really?
Jeez. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Trump is right, Beck.
If they call you only by your last name, you know they mean it.
They're either O'Reilly.
No, you can't. You shouldn't even read it aloud
right.
After that.
Yeah.
Obama did say that in many words. Relax, Glenn. This is how a non-polished politician talks. It's nice not to see the polish.
Obama did say it, and we went nuts over
right.
it.
Correct. But he was a politician. Donald Trump's not a politician, Pat.
I see.
And so he's just not polished.
I see.
Oh. Mm. Oh, okay. At least Trump didn't go on an apology tour. I mean, what are we doing? What are we defending? People were defending Richard Spencer and Milo.
Yiannopoulos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are we turning into?
I don't know. You can support this guy, and we've tried to since his election, because we've wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. But you don't support. But you don't have to support every utterance coming out of his mouth. Do you? When did that begin? When did it start? When that everything he says is sacrosanct, and you can't say word one against it.
When we decided to play teams, when we decided that it is a team sport and that's it. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I went to Los Angeles last week, and I can't tell you how many people I met who would tell me, I'm done with the Democratic Party. And I would think, I really thought, you know, with some of them that it was because, you know, they're not socialist enough. No, some of them are actually saying, because they're in bed with a socialist. I had one guy tell me,
wow,
between amazing. The Marxists of Bernie Sanders and all of his gang, and the DNC trying to put into place Keith Ellison, I'm done with them.
We've been begging for that.
Whoa.
Where are the normal Democrats?
Right.
Right? The American Democrats.
And they are there. They are there. They just need to hear common sense. We have the greatest opportunity handed to us right now. Right now. You don't have to change any of your principles. You don't have to buy into any policies that you don't like. Don't buy into any policies. Don't change your principles or your policies. Just stick to common sense and decency, and you'll win. You'll win. At least you'll win the hearts of people. And that's the first thing. We never win the hearts of people. And right now, the left is looking at us going, how are you guys for this? See, they are the people that we thought they were. They're just these heartless bastards. There's no way you can approve Vladimir Putin. And I believe that there are enough Democrats out there that didn't approve Vladimir Putin when their side was saying all of the good things. And if not, let's at least find the handful of people that still live with common sense. I think there is a silent majority out there. The real Reagan revolution is yet to come. I really think there is a silent majority out there that is tired of the Democrats and tired of the Republicans. They're tired of both of them. And they just, I gave a speech last week. I was invited to something called, Upfront. It's the biggest venture capitalist convention in Los Angeles. And everybody who's anybody, I guess, who's a venture capitalist, I don't know that world. So everybody who's anybody is there. I met some pretty stunning people. It's not necessarily a friendly crowd for someone of my opinion. I started my speech with...
Which is weird, because you would think venture capitalists are, capitalists.
Right.
That's the second part of venture capitalist. Right.
I know. I know.
So
I go out and I'm speaking to these guys. And Robert Downey Jr. spoke like two people before me. Then this professor gets up and he talks, and he actually made me look, positively optimistic. And then I get up and it's an interview. And I start the interview with, okay, so let me just ask everybody in the audience, raise your hand if you think you hate me. At least half the audience, raise their hand. I bet it was three quarters, raise their hand. I said, okay, what do you hate me for?
According to the article that I read, it was pretty overwhelming.
It was not a friendly crowd.
They weren't fans.
Yes, no. And I said, so how many, and now why? Because you've seen some clip, you've seen something on YouTube, do you even know who I am or what I really believe? The response from this speech was remarkable. And I got to the end. So what do we have in common? Because I didn't change a single principle, not one. I've changed my approach, and I've said, Let's listen to one another. Let's not hate one another.
Let's not worry about Lady Gaga songs.
Right. Let's see where we can come together, because there's so much we can do before we actually have to be at each other's throats. I ended the speech with, okay, so this is where I am. This is who I am and what I believe right now. That it doesn't have to be this way. That I'm tired of hating the other side. I'm tired of having to worry about politicians and politics and the president. And I don't want to live this way anymore. And I want to find Americans who feel the same way. Raise your hand if you feel the same way. Almost every single hand went up. Now, I read a story today, the one Pat's referring to, that is like this glowing article about how I reach the crowd in way, and it's not from a conservative, how I reach the crowd in a completely amazing way, and hadn't seen anything like it, and they were worried about inviting me in the first place, but how the crowd completely transformed. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that we can either keep hating each other, we can either keep bashing, or there's a good portion of us, both left and right, that know we're better than Vladimir Putin in Russia. We don't kill our reporters. And I'm tired of the arguing back and forth. There is so much we can do together if we just try. As I said to the crowd, you think all conservatives are like Milo Yiannopoulos, or whatever his name is. You think that that's who we are, racist provocateurs. We think you're all Occupy Wall Street protesters that want to burn down the Starbucks. But I don't know a Democrat a Republican who is a racist who just wants to shut all white people down and make sure that gays never leave their house. And I don't know a single Democrat that actually wants to burn down a Starbucks. Why are we letting the two parties convince us that that's who we are? Here's our sponsor this half hour. It's Casper Sleep. February is the worst month for sleeping, according to a new report out. I have no idea. They say it's because of we're adjusting to the darker days and longer nights and central heating. Is that a lack of central heating, or that we have central heating? What does that mean? You're going to spend about a third of your life sleeping. So why spend a third of your life uncomfortable? Sleep on the best mattress, the one that Time Magazine named one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper is a perfect mattress with its two high-tech foams, providing all the comfort and support you need no matter what position you sleep in, and it doesn't trap heat. Try your Casper out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even come and pick it up. And if you don't love it as much as I love mine, they'll refund absolutely every dime, no questions asked. Try your Casper in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and free returns. Go to Casper.com and use the promo code Beck. Get $50 off the purchase of your mattress. It's Casper.com, promo code Beck. $50 off, Casper.com. Terms and conditions do apply.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time Magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, any wannabe dictator, any of Barack Obama, any of them that want me on my side, they'd make the day after Super Bowl a holiday. I'm just saying. I think it should be. I mean, I don't even drink. The poor people who were drinking last night.
We're pretty close to being there.
Yeah, we are.
To where the day after Super Bowl.
We are really
I would
close.
Love to see our productivity on this day.
It's got to drop a lot.
Yeah, I bet you there has to be a study on the cars that are made on Super Bowl. You know how they always say, don't buy a car that was built on a Monday?
You do not want a Super Bowl car.
Yeah, I bet you don't want a Super Bowl car.
No way.
Like, isn't this
a Super Bowl car? You're doomed.
The steering wheel is where the tire should be.
It's round.
Yeah, that was made in the fourth quarter of the game. So
I just don't think you want one of those cars.
No.
Back in just a second. Gosh, the Lady Gaga controversy is still continuing. I mean, it's Lady frickin' Gaga, man.
I know.
They're now saying because she sang "This Land Is Your Land," that was
Woody
Guthrie.
We're the ones who pointed that out.
I know. Every time I say that's a leftist Marxist song, the left says, "No, it's not. How dare you say that about that?" Now they're all tweeting, "That was a leftist Marxist song. She was speaking right to us." Oh, stop it. First of all, she didn't sing those lyrics.
No, she didn't get to that part.
She didn't get to that part of the song. So if you want to say it was a tip of the hat, great, whatever. And then you don't know the meaning behind the other song or, you know, her hit. That's been out for 6 years.
6 years.
That's old news. We got it.
Of course we know the meaning behind it.
Oh, we got it.
We just don't care. It's Lady Gaga.
I want to enjoy it. She was great. She was fine. She
right.
started, even if she did the Marxist lyrics of the song, she started with the Pledge of Allegiance. There, something for all of us.
And did you hear what she said to the youth of this country? Work hard and you might make it big. She didn't guarantee the outcome.
Oh, it was
she
great.
Didn't say you're owed it.
It
she didn't
great.
Say just, you know, graduate from school and you'll get a mansion and,
no,
and a Maserati.
Right. No, Twitter is saying today how stupid I am for not seeing that she's all for, because of the Woody Guthrie songs, that she's all for wealth redistribution. Really?
She listen didn't say to what any she's, of that.
Say what? Listen
no,
to what
she
said last week behind stage.
I am going to have to say that the preparation for this show is the show business version of the athlete. Yeah. We have our own set of criteria that we go through. Myself and my dancers have been training for months on this. For 2 months, we dedicated our time to creating the story of the show, creating the musical score.
Didn't just happen.
And then we
apparently not
created the set, what it would look like.
Mm. Then why is she saying this? Why is she saying
this?
Listen to this. This is so important.
And then we choreographed the pyrotechnics. Mm-hmm. Additionally to all of that, we go through an extensive amount of training so that I can sing and dance at the same time for the show for 13 minutes. What I would say is that what you're watching at the halftime show, it's not easy. And I say that because I want young people at home that are watching, when they see it, if you have a dream to be something big, you should go for it. But you gotta give it everything you got. You gotta wake up and you gotta eat it, breathe it, see it every second of the day. And if you do that, you might be lucky enough one day to wake up and be playing the halftime show.
Okay, so now look, does Lady Gaga and I agree on everything? No, of course not. Do I think Lady Gaga is a Glenn Beck fan? No, I don't. I'm actually a Lady Gaga fan because I remember my daughters coming to me saying, "Dad, you've got to go see her show. You will appreciate the amount of work that she does and how smart she is." And I have. Do I agree with her on everything? No, but I don't have to agree with Lady Gaga, and she doesn't have to agree with Glenn Beck. What is this deal where we have to hate each other? I'm telling you, there is a new time coming. There's a new time coming. And maybe it's just with me and 10 people. I don't know. But there's a new time coming.
It might be just you and the guy who wrote this venture capitalist article. Might be just the two of you that are having this love affair. But he, like, is this the guy that invited you?
Yes.
To the summit?
Yes. To the Upfront Summit, which is a big venture capitalist thing, the biggest one in Los Angeles. It's by invitation only, and nobody turns down their invitation. He asked me to speak and just wanted to do an interview. And he said in this article, doesn't he, that he was worried about.
Yes. And he said, if I was worried, imagine how worried Glenn should have been, knowing what he knew, that he was coming into really hostile territory and this was not like his home field. There was a definite disadvantage in the home field. But he says here, Glenn Beck owned his past communication style. He didn't say you've changed. He didn't say you've completely reorganized your ideology.
Notice. I mean, this is what the right and the left of the extremes are both saying. Glenn Beck's changed. Mm-hmm. The left wants me to, the extreme, and the right wants to discredit me, the extreme. He didn't say that. I've owned my past communication style.
Which is absolutely true.
Right.
And he wants to move beyond that. If we can't accept somebody who reaches out like this with open arms, even if we don't agree on policy, then we have no hope for healing. It's so true. So true. I, for one, am ready for the embrace. So it might be,
I will tell you, sure. I met a lot of people who... It is happening. I would have never seen this possible. I was the one who stood in Birmingham and said, it's not going to be possible. I'm telling you, it's happening. Don't miss the train. Don't miss the opportunity. I know we are way ahead of a lot of people, but I don't think we're way ahead of, I should say, we're way ahead of other leaders. They don't get it, and I don't know if they ever will, but we're not ahead of a lot of people. The average person wants this to stop. They don't want to hate each other. They don't. I don't. Don't you want to stop hating Lady Gaga? Don't you want that taken off your plate? You got to hate Lady Gaga today. You got to say something on Twitter, on Facebook, and take a stand on Lady Gaga.
The thing is,
don't you want to just say, I don't care?
Yeah, and that's where I've always been with Lady Gaga. I don't like her music. I don't like her politics. So I just don't care what she says.
She doesn't sound a lot like Boston, so I can understand.
Yeah, but it's not even. But
doesn't sound anything like Boston, as a matter of fact.
But this isn't even, I don't care what she said, and she said something bad. This is, no. You know, I disagree with her politics, but I like what she says about X, Y, and Z. So while I don't care what she says about politics, I actually like her. Can we get to that point? Mm. That's where we used to be, Pat.
That's a big stretch.
It's where we used to be. It's where we used to be. And I'm not saying for those people who are the extremes on either side. I don't think you can. I mean, the ones who need us to hate each other, I don't think you can get there. The ones who say this is a war and it's always going to be a war, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. For most people, it doesn't have to be. And you're certainly not going to convince the next generation that capitalism is a good thing when they're already on the socialist bandwagon. You're certainly not going to convince the next generation by saying, yeah, and Lady Gaga, I hate her. By the way, did you see the Audi commercial last night?
The Audi one?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
The one on women equal pay?
Yes.
Did you see that Audi corrected themselves? Because I saw that commercial and I thought, because it starts with, what am I going to have to say to my daughter?
Uh-huh.
Am I going to? And I kept saying all during the commercial, I don't know, tell her the truth. I don't know. Tell her the truth. You could tell her
that's
the truth.
That's what I was saying, too.
You could tell her
right.
the truth.
You could tell her the truth. This inequality of income is bogus.
So look up
even according to the Washington Post.
Look up the Audi response because people started to tweet that. And Audi said, when you take into account time at Audi and equalize all the conditions, women are paid the same as men. That's Audi.
No.
I mean, they debunked themselves within 20 minutes of running the ad.
Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
So they spent $5 million on a stupid ad that doesn't even apply to real life.
So now I watched, and I have to say, I watched this with a side eye, and I didn't watch it all the way through because I thought I was going to hate it. The 84 lumber thing, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it on TV.
Apparent illegal aliens getting on a train, heading toward apparently the United States. Then they camp out. The coyotes are howling. It's just a mother and her child.
And they don't make it to the United States,
heading for the U.S., and we don't see the outcome necessarily.
Okay. So everybody was outraged by this.
They send you to a website.
Their journey, which they have complete the journey and watch the entire journey.
Again. This is people. Now, here's 84 Lumber, knowing that no one is going to watch it. And so they're making the point, and you either love them or hate them. Did anybody actually go to the website?
No.
Because I saw the ending of it, and I have zero problem with it.
I've never gone to a website for the rest of the story.
Correct.
I don't care enough.
Correct. Right.
Really? I'm going to see the rest of the story of this commercial?
Correct.
No, thank you.
Well, then what you're going to do is you're going to be on tweeting about how much you hate 84 Lumber.
Except I didn't.
Right. But. I know. So here's the thing. They go out and they're, you know, catching a train, and then they're, you know, they're obviously going to cross the border illegally. They get there and there's a giant wall. A huge wall, and the music changes, and it's like, oh, mom looks at her daughter like we came all this way, and we're not going to be able to cross illegally into America.
Darn it.
And I'm watching that part, and I'm like, okay, all righty then. Okay, we get it. And then what happens? The daughter hears a noise, and so she goes around, like the wall kind of bends, and she goes around, and she's like, mom, come here. And there is, and I quote, a big, beautiful door.
In the wall.
Okay. And it's closed. Mm-hmm. And the daughter pushes on the door, and the light, like God's light, streams through the door, and they walk through the door. Now, I don't know about you. I could spend the day hating 84 Lumber, or I could take President Trump at his word that it's going to have a big, beautiful door. I don't mind people coming through a big, beautiful door. Do you?
Not legally, no.
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 It was showing that you can't come through unless you come through the door. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's good.
What's
the
problem?
That is not the impression you're left with when you see the commercial.
I know. So, is 84...
That's a really weird tactic.
Yes. Is 84 Lumber... Are they just trying to get you to talk, get the free advertising that they have by playing into our anger and our fears and everything else? Now, there's not a border guard on the other side of the wall when it opens up. It's just desert still. But what's the point of a door?
To go through it?
Right. You build a wall.
Legally?
You wouldn't build a giant wall and then put a door there if you weren't meant to go through that door.
Right.
Just do it the right way.
Yeah.
I hold my lamp beside a golden door. We don't have a golden door.
So you got the impression that the point of the ad was, yes, we want you to come here legally.
We want you to come here. If you do everything that you can, you won't give up the will to come here. We want you here. Just come through the door. Now, that's what I got from it.
That's a good message.
It's a great message.
That is.
And yet, go to Facebook, go to Twitter. Guarantee you, 84 Lumber being bashed or being upheld as these great saviors. Oh, look, they're for illegal immigration. No, they're not. No, they're not. At least that's not the impression I got. Of course, maybe I'm just not as smart as those on the left, and I don't understand art.
Well, you don't hate Lady Gaga, and you're supposed to.
Right, I know.
So clearly you don't understand.
I know. I know.
Or did you listen to her song, Born This Way?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I've got a real problem with that. I'll tell you that right now. Man, I've been fuming over that song for the last 6 years. I still can't get over it.
I can barely sleep at night because of it.
I know.
Can't even sleep.
Ooh, she did a song I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got to hate her. And now this. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post to find the best candidates for the job that you have open? Posting your job in one place is not enough to find the perfect quality candidate. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter. You can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find the candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You just quickly scan the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses just like ours. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. One more time, try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Beck.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Stream the show live on iHeartRadio or listen later on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play Music.
Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program. 888-727-BECK.
So glad you're here. Yesterday, or last week, I had some conversations with some people who are Wall Street guys. And then I had conversations with some billionaires. You'll never guess which ones were optimistic on Wall Street and which ones were saying, run for the hills. I heard two radically different opinions within 2 hours of each other, and I can't find a bridge for them to meet anywhere, because one was the Wall Street guys were telling me that, oh my gosh, $4 trillion, dumping $4 trillion in the system, that's nothing, that won't affect us at all.
It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Get in the game.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Be fine.
Where have we seen this happen before where it's worked out? Oh, well, this is different. Quote, this is different.
There it goes again, talking about history, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it was amazing.
Why is it different?
Oh, because our economy, the fundamentals of our economy.
Oh, yes. Right.
They're different. Fundamentals. I mean, different. We could literally wall America off. And we would be totally fine. It's the rest of the world that'll hurt, not us. We're good. And the Depression is a once-in-a-lifetime event, which everybody who lived through it is now almost dead. So.
Mercury.